We now turn our attention to Daniel, the seventh chapter. In this, we find a historic vision given to the prophet Daniel, paralleling the vision given to Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel in chapter 2. The vision of chapter 2 consists of an image with four metals: gold, silver, bronze, and iron, representing the four kingdoms that were coming on the world, which would be divided up in the feet of iron and clay, which would be the modern nations, specifically Europe. This dream has four beasts coming up out of the sea, paralleling the four metals of the image of Daniel 2. And it starts out by Daniel saying, "I was looking at my night vision. Behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea." The great sea, we believe, represents the masses of people in the ancient world. Revelation 17, verse 15 says, "The waters that you saw represent," and then it says, "nations, kingdoms, tribes, masses of people," basically. And so, stirring up the sea means that there's strife and there's struggle, and one kingdom comes up after another. So verse 4 says, "The first was like a lion, had the wings of an eagle." This rightly represents Babylon. On the ancient Greek gates of Babylon that have been uncovered by archaeologists, we find depicted there lions with wings on their side, representing the speed with which the lion kingdom conquered others around it. "I kept looking till its wings were plucked, and it was lifted up from the ground and made to stand on 2 feet like a man, and a human heart was given to it." Now, some like to think that the wings were plucked, meaning it no longer rapidly conquered, but instead it became luxuriant and affluent and so on and so forth. But I like to think that the plucking of the wings and the human heart given to it, possibly this represents the influence of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel was elevated to be next to the king. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego served in Babylonian high positions. They must have had a modifying influence on the kingdom of Babylon. The king respected them, and surely their influence was felt as it tempered this pagan kingdom. And so that's what I believe. Verse 5 says, "Behold, another beast, the second one resembling a bear. It was raised up on one side, and three ribs were in its mouth between its teeth. Thus they said to it, 'Arise, devour much meat.'" This, of course, would represent Cyrus leading the Medes and Persians against Babylon, conquering them. The Medes initially being the dominant feature in that kingdom, but Persia became the dominant. And the three ribs probably representing the three areas that Medo-Persia conquered, which would be Babylonia, Lydia, and Egypt. And then in verse 6, it says, "After this, I kept looking, behold, another one like a leopard." A leopard is a very fast animal. "Had on its back four wings, which make it even faster. And the beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to it." We know that Greece conquered Persia. We know that Alexander the Great conquered more area in less time than most generals in history until General Patton. And we know that there were secrets to his success, and he never lost a battle that he led his men in. And so this was very amazing. It's represented with speed, but also has four heads. When Alexander died, leaving no heir, his four generals divided up the kingdom. And so there you have it. Verse 7, "And after this, I kept looking in the night visions. Behold, the fourth beast, dreadful and terrifying, extremely strong, had large iron teeth." Notice the iron. Remember the iron legs of Daniel, the second chapter. "It devoured and crushed and trampled down the remainder with its feet." It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. We know that the fourth kingdom was Rome. It was strong. It lasted the longest. And it was divided up into 10 kingdoms by the 10 barbaric tribes, which eventually became modern-day Europe. We will continue on this tomorrow. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.